Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change. The COP30 presidency released its third letter to the international community, reinforcing the need to put in practice the decisions agreed upon in previous COPs. In the document, Ambassador and COP30 President André Correa do Lago calls upon the negotiators of the parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, who will meet in Bonn, Germany, from June 16th to 26th.
Eu acho que justamente
he says that what the letter calls for is precisely that if they, as the Brazilian presidency, are calling on the entire world to join a mutirão, collective effort to tackle climate change. The first ones who have to participate in this are the negotiators, who are the ones holding the power to approve the document. Ambassador Lilian Chagas, Director of Climate Department at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, speaks about the letter's proposal regarding the sessions in Bonn, Germany, which are formal negotiation states at a technical level, considered essential to be adopted at COP30. She says that there are no specific messages. There is an assessment, which is an almost widespread assessment, that negotiations need to respond to reality. What they are trying to do with this letter is to change behavior, attitudes. The letter also recalls the conference's key priorities, such as strengthening multilateralism, connecting the climate agenda to people's daily lives, and the urgency of accelerating implementation far beyond the Paris Agreement, as Ambassador Lilian Chagas emphasizes. She stresses that there is a call for them to integrate the global mutirão against climate change, which is a collective endeavor to do more and faster. Negotiations must respond to this climate urgency. Ana Toni, Executive Secretary of COP30, says the document encourages all countries to present their national adaptation plans, consider strategic roadmaps for resilience before the COP in Belém. She highlights that by prioritizing the theme of adaptation, it shows that Latin America is a vulnerable region. While it provides climate solution, it is also highly vulnerable. It was also interesting to see all Latin American countries supporting the Brazilian proposal to prioritize the topic of adaptation. The third letter focuses on the importance of June negotiations for the conference in Belém in November. The first letter from the COP30 presidency set out its vision for the conference, while the second invite the global mutirão to take action on climate change. With BRICS Brazil information, Inês Mustafa. Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.